Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Halloween. Happy Football Friday. You are in the loop. And John Lopez, I'm gassed.
You're gassed. You went through it.
That was an hour of radio. If you missed it, you can always catch us on the Odyssey app, podcasts, the Radio Rewind feature. Even go on YouTube and scroll that thing back if you need to. We had a lot of fun in that hour. Thanks again to B. Scott, who he even gave us a little overtime. In the break, we were talking about a number of things, including, did you realize that C.J. Gardner-Johnson, we talked about it, that he signed with the Broncos, or not the Broncos, rather, the Bears, the Chicago Bears. He was out there in Hallis Hall. You know he's going to be playing slot cornerback.
I did not know that until you said it. I hadn't seen that story.
Yeah. He's not playing safety. He's in there at slot cornerback.
So he wanted Petrie's job.
Remember when the report, and B. Scott reminded me, remember the reporting that was part of the outburst or whatever, the discomfort, for lack of a better term, that was happening there at NRG Stadium was C.J. Gardner-Johnson talking about somebody getting paid?
Yeah.
And people were like, is that Jalen Petrie?
Yeah, man, maybe.
Could it possibly be that he wanted to play slot corner?
That was my money.
Right? He wanted to play that, which it's crazy because ain't no way you signed up. Well, I guess he didn't sign up for this. They traded him here.
Yeah, but still.
But, yeah, that was never going to be your spot, big dog.
No, it wasn't.
And I guess that's why everything fell apart. Maybe so. But I guess more power to him, question mark?
I guess.
All right. Let's talk about this Texans offense, however, as the coordinator of this offense, Nick Caley, along with the other coordinators, Matt Burke, Frank Ross, all talked to the media on Thursdays of a normal week. And so they did that yesterday, and there was a lot in here that I found interesting. And I'd like to start right here, up top here, Fig. This is the first Caley cut that I had, because this is something I've been thinking about a lot. It was something that we talked about coming out of the game versus the Niners, but and seeing something from Chris Sims, it made me think a little bit more. So again, Nick Caley, what gave you rhythm throughout the game in play calling versus Robert Saleh?
I mean, I think it's a testament to the players. We were able to execute the game plan. We were able to make positive plays. We were able to stay on track, get the run game going. You know, I think that opens up a lot of different things. Guys made plays, and proud of the way we competed. So I think it's just, staying the course, and playing efficient football and complementary football within our side of the ball.
So in between a lot of the complementary football stuff, the trite sayings, what you're getting there is the way they get there is it with the run game and the short passes, and we all saw that. But he's talking about, like, if we do this, and stick to this plan, it's going to work. It's not exciting football. I don't expect a real sort of up and down game, because
instant classic on Sunday.
Well, I mean, maybe in terms of how it plays out.
Man, you know what we say when we say instant classic. But ain't nobody down, looking here for the 6-3 victory.
Yeah, but it's going to be a low scoring because the Broncos do the same thing. Question is, and we've been talked about it with B. Scott, can you stay on schedule, as they air quotes, with this defense?
Yeah, and I mentioned Chris Sims, and I know that he might not be beloved by everybody, but they did a breakdown of Week 8, and obviously this was a fascinating game, the Texans versus the Niners. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he kept talking about was something that we all talked about, which is, how much does having a similar system and somebody who is a master in that in D'Amico Ryans giving answers, not just to like what they do, but what they check to in certain situations, mm-hmm. help you on offense. And you're not having that this week.
No.
Like, there's a number of those small, quick passes that you're right? That those hots and whatever that clearly were helpful for C.J. Stroud. Again, he was 7 of 9, 111 yards. I will mm-hmm. not forget that yeah. stat for quite a while. I was going to say as long as I live, but I don't trust my memory to that degree. However, I won't forget that stat because it was incredible that he was able to handle pressure so well, that they mm-hmm. were able to handle third downs. And some of that is, to be fair, probably not only do I know if they blitz, but I also know if I do this, will make them, I know where they're going to go to. So yeah. I can go ahead and pre-plan and beat them to that spot. And maybe that, I mean, there's a good chance that that helped this offense quite a bit in those yeah. smaller detail things. Can they replicate that portion of this? Can they get to a place where they know mm-hmm. where this defense, as coached by Vance Joseph, is going to move? And I know Vance Joseph coached D'Amico Ryans as well. But that's a lot further removed from the same system.
A lot further removed, and exactly, a different system. And, you know, and keep in mind, D'Amico likes to has been wandering into the offensive side of the room, too.
I think so. But yeah. I'm like, I wonder, are they going to have, because there was an, I mean, the Jaden Higgins touchdown. You can easily see a way in which they were able to play
yes.
on the eyes and the ways that that defense changes. I think Chris Sims was assuming that they eventually mm-hmm. played Tampa 2. They were forced into Tampa 2 because of that motion
yeah.
that was happened there. There's another play where you have like a sit-down route, and I can't remember which wide receiver, but it's because they had an inside release because they knew mm-hmm. what Upton Stout was trying to do. Now, of course, these are hypotheses from someone outside, but somebody that knows football, and it tracks.
Yeah.
It tracks. So I do wonder how much your offense will be successful.
That's going to determine it.
To the nitty-gritty yeah. degrees that they were
yeah.
this past week. I'm very, very intrigued by that. Outside of that, clearly the big story here is that Nico and Christian Kirk return. If you can give me cut four here. This is Nick Cayley on how you blend the good wide receiver play that you got last week, but with the returning of these guys. How does that come together?
Look, we're happy that they're back. We're excited that they're back. You know, the other guys, everybody stepped up and did a great job too. We have a lot of faith. We have a deep wide receiver room that are continually getting better. And so we have faith in all those guys. But, yeah, we're glad to have Nico and CK back out there. And the other guys keep going at the same, you know, continuing to improve. And I think the more we're out there, the more we have an opportunity to really, you know, build cohesiveness together as a group. And, you know, again, we got a pretty deep receiver room. So we're lucky for that. And, you know, definitely thankful we get these two guys back, too, to join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, you said earlier you've been really looking forward to this game. Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I can't wait.
I figured. That's why I set it up for you.
This is where I can't. I can't wait to see how the wide receivers, that deep room that he's talking about, how it's deployed. Because I mean, it can be in a game like this with a defense like this, it can be the difference in a game if you're not getting what you got last week and what you conceivably could get out of guys like, well, Nico, we know. But really, even Nico, I mean, is he going to be in more motion? Is he going to be able to be coming across the field more? Is he going to be a decoy? Is he going to be, are you going to take your shots? Are you going to be able to have C.J. Stroud make that call at the line of scrimmage when he sees press coverage and maybe go deep to Nico. But really beyond that, Kirk and Noel is very intriguing and really just how they use all of them.
The way he answered that, though, it feels like the answer is those guys slot immediately back in. But not just slot back immediately in, slot back immediately as one and two.
And as one and two and dominate the snaps, yes.
Like that, it does feel like that's where you go. I would love to be pleasantly surprised at the very least because it feels like...
And they may excel.
Number four. Yeah, that is true, right? Like I don't... John Lopez, I imagine that it's not going to be hard for me to convince you that Nico Collins excels in this game.
Well, but I'm more specifically Kirk.
Right? Yes. And exactly. So that's the thing.
I mean, you know, we were Kirk fans. I was glad when they brought him in. We were practically giddy because, they needed that on this squad. So I'm not saying, I'm intrigued to see how it plays out.
Yeah. I mean, he also, if we want to be fair to Christian Kirk, we're like, oh, there's all this experience. He's had quite the fits and starts here this season to even find a level of rhythm for himself. So I don't know how much I blame him even for what we feel is his production to where the expectation was. But he's going to be out there. That's what it sounds like. And so that's going to be another one. Can they keep the wide receiver side of this going, the production that happens there? Because you're right. Some of this was just the change in the decision to we're going to get the ball out quick. We're going to get the ball out to these guys.
And does it work there?
And allow them to do that. Does it work there? That's something that we'll see. Can you give me here cut 10? Because – thankfully.
Just real quick, by the way, we should note it here because we're talking about it. Woody Marks and Dalton Schultz.
That's exactly where I was about to go. Both of those guys have been spotted at practice today on Friday, which is more of a walkthrough. However, that is good because what is your common saying about Friday practice?
You don't practice Friday, you don't play Sunday.
It's not 100%, but it's definitely not minuscule. It happens more often than not that's the way that it goes. Good to see Woody Marks. Obviously, he's your most explosive back at this point. But Dalton Schultz seems to hold a huge a huge space because of the relationship that it seems like him and CJ have both on and off the field, but then also because of the depth. So Nick Cayley was asked about with the Schultz injury, how does he feel about the tight end group, tight end fullback depth?
Well, we got a good room of really smart, hardworking guys. They're all versatile. They're cross-trained. You know, some people say fullback. Some people say, F. Y. It's F and Y. I mean, those guys are interchangeable. They're all cross-trained. We do that from the time we get here to spring because things like this happen, and you lose guys. It's the National Football League. So got a lot of faith in them. They're tough. They're smart. They're hardworking. They're always prepared. They're ready to back each other up. And I got a lot of faith in those guys. And Jake Moreland does a good job with those guys.
Look. You know how I feel about this. That's one of my big worries. It's important that Dalton Schultz is on the field. What did he say? Tough, smart, all that stuff?
He didn't go tough, smart, dependable.
He didn't say dependable.
He said versatile.
Versatile. Okay, well, that's
cool. Cross-trained, in fact.
That was it. That was what I was saying. Cross-trained, all that. I mean, that's cool. I don't have a lot of confidence. It's great that Dalton Schultz is back.
Yeah. It's great that Dalton Schultz is back. To what degree is he back? Because even last week, he was not – He did not feel like the same level of Dalton Schultz. It was thankfully a lot of the young guys being able to pick up really the slack that's left in Nico Collins not being there, Christian Kirk not being there. But even Dalton Schultz did not seem like he was the same level of, dependable as you'd seen in previous weeks. What does that look like? Because, the designation for him on this injury is not just shoulder. It was like shoulder and knee.
Yeah.
Right? If we were in hockey, he got an upper and a lower body. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's – I do wonder. And he's not a guy who shies away from, playing through or being tough in that way. But, that does affect the way that you get out there. So I think that's going to be important, especially because it's felt like he's been the most comfortable. Like, he's been – quintessential quarterback safety blanket this year.
Yes, and actually very effective. Maybe a slightly slow start, but these last few games that he's played, he's been terrific.
Now, I do want to get to this one because I thought this was a very good question to be asked. There's always a conversation, particularly from D'Amico. Cayley gets into the conversation as well about the discipline shown at quarterback for CJ Stroud. And, does he stay within the offense, whatever? This was a good clarifying question. Can you explain to us, Nick Cayley, what is that discipline that you need from a quarterback?
Really working within the frameworks of our offense. So if you're talking about going through your progressions, being consistent with that, taking what they give you, being able to know where your play ops are, where your matchups are on the field, being able to execute the line of scrimmage communication, whether it's an audible, whether it's doing those certain things to get us into favorable positions too when they present themselves. There's a lot of things that really require, but it's just being focused in the moment, one play at a time, and being able to execute the play to the best of his ability. And I thought he did a really, really good job of that.
And this has been, for me, this has been the story here as we've talked about CJ Stroud these last four games, by and large, outside of the Seattle game, being really, really good. It's not just being really good and getting the numbers and the stats. It's been getting the play to where it needs to be and having confidence in the offense. He's had more confidence in what this offense is, and that just flat out wasn't the case early in the year.
Yeah, it feels good as of right now. Mm-hmm. I think all of the things that he said were pretty self-evident, at least in my mind, but the big question is...
Well, he's doing those. It wasn't just cliches. It was actual what he's doing.
No, I know, but yeah. The big question for me is not even necessarily if he's capable of doing that. Is he allowed to stay in that zone by the things around him, mm-hmm. which is the offensive line, right? I think that that's really a huge thing, which he spoke to, but I want to get to something in particular when it comes to the offensive line, which is the jumbo package that we've seen. It's been one of those things. It feels, speaking of jumbo, it feels kind of like, not entirely, but last February when you, mm-hmm. when you look up and you see the Rockets have figured out, oh, this double big
double
lineup
big.
Kind of works for us. It kind of feels like, oh, this
it
jumbo
does,
package
I hadn't thought of that, yeah.
works for us a little mm-hmm. bit, so we could keep using this to the point where maybe it becomes part of your identity. I thought this was interesting because it made me think a little bit differently about what Kaylee might have in the tuck. Hey, Nick Kaylee, what sparked the idea for this jumbo? Because according to Blake, it came up just before the Tennessee Titans game.
Yeah, I mean, I think just, you know, we always have that. You're always keeping that in your back pocket. You never know. Injuries happen. Things happen throughout the flow of a game. So you're always prepared to have some guys ready to be in that jumbo role. That's a spring and a training camp discussion. And then, you never want to have to, it come up and use it when you're not prepared to do it. So we prepare that in training camp. And then obviously depth situations, where the roster is, stuff like that, you try to, utilize that to offset maybe any, being thin at any certain positions.
So what was their record going into that Tennessee game?
They were 0-3.
0-3. It's that mother of all invention thing.
Yeah, necessity is the mother of invention.
They had to do something. That was the week when the walls were cracking, And by the way, I'm not criticizing. Huge credit. Well, I've been talking about the tight ends, and I'm not incredibly, confident in anybody outside of Dalton Schultz. And, is there a blocking tight end? Well, there's one. His name's Blake Fisher.
Let Nick Kaylee tell it, though.
Yeah.
That's been in there since training camp.
I mean, I guess a lot of things are.
But that's what I'm saying. If a lot of things are in there, what does Nick Kaylee maybe still have in there to bring out? Like, that's something that I'm actually...
You know what this show feels like? Well, this show wants.
Yeah, I think so. But, like, not just from the jumbo package. If the jumbo package is one of those things that, it was in there and we decided to break it out and it's worked. What else you got in that bag there, Santa Claus?
Yeah.
What else can you bring out? Because as of right now, and maybe this all just hinges on the idea of if the offensive line plays to a certain level, then we can bring some more things out. I would like to see more things from this offense. Like,
no, and maybe there is.
Let's go ahead and develop this thing up further. Mm-hmm. I would love to see what those things are, because as of right now, as we've been harsh, and I will admit I've been harsh on Nick Kaylee, some of that I acknowledge is probably from an offense in its infancy. Let's age this thing up then.
Yeah.
Like, let me see what you got. Mm-hmm. I'm very, very intrigued by that. Let's see if maybe this week versus Denver is another necessity point that brings more invention for this offense. But, that was Nick Kaylee talking to the Assemble Media yesterday. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Halloween. Coming up next, let's get a Halloween edition of our lunch topic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.